Richard, have you ever danced in the daylight?
A couple of times, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the type of thing that you really keep track of, but I'm sure it's happened.
And that's the official welcome. Hello, Richard Eric.
Hi.
To More Music Mondays.
Here I am.
Here you are.
I'm here.
You're just getting yourself a bit comfy.
I always do. Every time I go on air, I'm like, oh, I'm suddenly just really need to readjust my whole space, my whole aura.
Your official aides, I should remind everyone, have walked in as well. They're currently touching you up as we speak.
Yeah. I just got wheeled in like Mariah, like as we were discussing last week.
Have you been well?
Yeah, I've been great. It's been a great week.
It's been a great week,
hasn't it? So much has happened since last Monday.
So much has happened.
It's like a different world we're living in now.
I saw you tweet the other day about the second greatest thing apart from the marriage equality vote. Was it like a Danny Minogue performing?
Yeah, I think my thing was that the marriage equality vote, winning that is still only the second greatest moment for Australian LGBT culture, because Danny Minogue performed at Mardi Gras in 2015 and that's the greatest moment. So
not Kylie doing it?
Danny's just so underrated. Kylie can be number three. We need to give Danny this.
I couldn't help myself, sorry. And, I mean, it was just such an amazing week.
Yeah.
So many emotions. I was reminded of something as well because I've been watching a show, I was mentioning this a little bit earlier with my guest Jay, a show called When We Rise, and, you know, it chronicles the gay rights movement and people being outspoken and really fighting for the cause. And something that I was really reminded of with this whole campaign was that people were really forced into being outspoken and fighting and getting into the streets and all of that.
Yeah.
Did you sort of see that, or like, do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I feel like it's, I mean, the whole postal vote thing obviously never should have happened.
Mm.
But if we can take a positive from it, it's that so many people in our community came out, and people outside of our community came out in support of us, really vocally, really publicly. It's kind of the same thing with what's happening in, like, the US with Trump in office, and in the UK where they're going through this Brexit stuff. Like, things happen that are not good, but we can take positives from them because it really galvanises everyone on the,
yeah,
on the right side of history to get up and say, this is not right.
Yeah. And something that is even more equally as important as well is International Transgender Day of Remembrance.
Which is today.
Which is today.
Yeah.
You had something. Well, you did a podcast, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
A little while back.
I thought that I would maybe just give a little rundown of the podcast episode because it's actually being rerun at midnight tonight on Joy. So if anyone's up at that hour, listen in.
They will be just to listen to you,
Richard.
Of course.
Yeah, set your alarms for midnight. So basically I did a podcast on the musical act Anthony and the Johnsons. And Anthony is now known as Anoni. She publicly came out as transgender in, I think, 2014. She had always talked about gender and stuff like that on her songs, but it wasn't really like official that she was going to be known by this name as a woman. From 2014, Anthony and the Johnsons sort of merged in the late 90s and was brought to the mainstream by Lou Reed from the Velvet Underground.
There
was sort of discovered by Lou Reed, and that was Anthony's first taste of fame. By 2005, they had won the Mercury Music Prize for I Am a Bird Now, which is the album that the podcast specifically talks about. Although they won the Mercury Music Prize to much controversy because Mercury Music Prize is supposed to be for UK artists.
Right.
And Anoni was born in the UK, but the whole album and the whole recording of it was done in the US. So there was like this controversy, and it was like the first sort of taste of controversy in her career. And it certainly wouldn't be the last, because in 2016, Anoni was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song, and she became only the second trans person ever to be nominated. But she ended up boycotting the ceremony because she was not asked to perform. They asked Sam Smith, Lady Gaga, and The Weeknd to perform, and Anoni and another nominee were left out, ostensibly because they weren't famous enough.
Yeah.
But Anoni wrote this great, very emotional open letter that said that not asking her to perform is sort of just contributes to the erasure of trans people in the media.
Absolutely.
So like they can say, oh, you're just not famous enough.
Mm.
But there's this underlying current of sort of unfairness and inequality. I mean, as I say in the show, the Oscars go for 6 hours anyway. Can they not give 2 minutes so that every music nominee can have the stage and for a couple of minutes.
Hats off to her for actually doing that because, you know, I was saying before with Jay, it's about visibility.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and fighting for the cause. So we're going to play a song now.
Yes, we are. Yeah. So the album that the podcast is specifically centered around, I Am a Bird Now, is actually a very downbeat record with lots of torch songs, probably not suited for More Music Monday. So I tried to go for something that Anoni did a bit later in collaboration with the band Hercules and Love Affair. This is from 2008. It's a dance song called Blind.
My past and future painfully clear.
American Music Awards.
Yes.
They were on.
They were. It was like 2 hours ago that they finished.
It's hot off the press.
Only the freshest news here on Joy.
Well, we're getting on that red carpet.
We really are.
Are you ready?
Yeah. It's all been packed up, but we're going to go in.
Do you know what you're going to wear?
Based on what I'm wearing right now, I'll be getting worse dressed.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Richard, over here. Richard.
You better.
Can you just look
now.
Over here, please? We're on the red carpet.
Everyone's gone home, but we're still here on the red carpet at the AMAs.
With like a life raft or something.
Yeah. I heard that Charles Manson had to cancel his performance at the AMAs due to ill health. And now, unfortunately, he has passed away.
That's a naughty joke. Xtina. Not even going to say for her name what she's really known for. I'm just saying Xtina because everyone knows it's Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
Even though I just said it.
Everybody knows.
She did a tribute for Whitney Houston, which I think it's gotten a bit of flack, or it's got mixed reviews, hasn't it?
Yes. I just had a look at the you know how Twitter does moments? I just had a look at the Twitter moments, and it's like, Christina receives mixed reviews for Whitney performance. There was like people are going around saying that Pink was shading her during the performance by giving her a look.
It is kind of the look of the century though, but I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
It is a good look, but like Pink already, like she nipped it right away. She was like, I was looking in admiration. It wasn't supposed to be a shady look. Pink said she actually like cried during the performance. They're like, they're supposed to be friends again.
Yeah.
It's not 2001 anymore.
No, I did say that, but
I would love that.
Funny, you know, I feel like female pop stars especially, always whenever they do something, they're under constant scrutiny.
Yes.
And it's like Christina does the tribute and she's got an amazing voice. Her vocals weren't the most amazing, I feel, for this performance, but like they've just chosen everything to just like attack her.
She always pops it.
Yeah.
She really does. Maybe because she doesn't do that many performances these days. Like she only sort of, I mean, she hasn't released an album in like 5 years. Yeah, I think if she was around a bit more and
a little bit more out there.
Yeah.
Prevalent.
And was showing off a bit more of her personality and was coming off with more music, coming out with more music, I think that she would probably be, it's kind of similar to how last week we were talking about Mariah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Christina is too young to be a legacy artist. She needs to come back and show everyone why we loved her in the first place.
And you mentioned Pink before. Pink, first of all, performed with Kelly Clarkson with a cover of R.E.M.'s Everybody Hurts, which was a statement within itself.
Yes.
Like what a amazing sort of statement to sort of make of what's going on in America with all the bad things that happened.
Yeah.
And then just that certain someone that lives in that certain house in Washington.
Yeah, I think that's technically, it was supposed to be dedicated to first responders. Like, that was the official line.
Right.
But I think that it applies to lots of different things. It was a great performance.
Yeah, it was. But Pink being Pink,
yeah,
that's not good
enough.
She
couldn't do a performance. She couldn't just do a performance where she's standing on a stage. That's not what she does.
I thought I'd seen some pretty good window cleaners in my time. But this one takes the cake.
She is hanging off a skyscraper.
Yes, above. In case anyone hasn't seen it yet.
Well, you have to watch it ASAP. She's hanging off the side of a skyscraper. She's got like backing dancers around her on the skyscraper. She's doing all sorts of like flips and ridiculousness. I saw a bit of debate as to whether she was singing live or doing live but pre-recorded vocals.
Doesn't really matter, does it?
Not
it was
really.
So amazing.
You're hanging from the side of a skyscraper.
So good. There was also a video online with who's that drag queen from Drag Race?
Jasmine Masters.
And it's like a video of her because she does these big kind of
vlogs from her house.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't know, like a bird or something hits her window and the person who's uploaded it has captioned it as like Pink hitting Jasmine Masters' window.
Yeah, like the people inside the building as all of this is going on, they're like, what is that?
Another great thing was Demi Lovato brought Danica Roem, who people may or may not know is the first openly transgender state legislator, as her AMA's date. That's pretty cool.
It's fabulous. Especially, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be the Day of Remembrance in America on the day of the AMAs, but it would be the next day. It's today.
She's obviously done that to tie in.
Yeah, fabulous. Demi is such a good ally, or even, well, she's part of our community. She's openly bisexual, isn't she? So
I think so.
Yeah, she's part of our community and she's fabulous for visibility and I just love her.
Maybe she just sort of does it to sort of, you know, promote certain singles. Anyway.
No, I'm pretty sure she's sincere.
I think she actually is. No, you're right. And then the ultimate Gaga.
Yes.
And Gaga didn't even, she did perform The Cure, which was live from her Joanne World Tour because she couldn't be there. But she did something backstage.
Well, I think they
for
set
the
up,
photo call.
They set up a mock red carpet wherever she was, I think, yes. Washington, D.C. They set up a mock red carpet so she could do some photos and stuff, and she just looked fabulous.
She looked fabulous, and she did she did this, like, gif on her Twitter where she does this, like, hair flick
yes.
thing, and it's just only something Gaga could do.
She looked like Taylor Dane. Do you remember who Taylor Dane is?
Do I remember who Taylor Dane is?
Well, I don't know.
I love her. Anyway,
she looked like Taylor Dane.
She did a little bit.
I love how Pink hung off a skyscraper. Demi did this great, like, trans activist thing. Gaga wasn't even there, and she's that, like, our favorite from it.
And
like,
she does her hair flick.
Yeah, and we're like, yes.
It's like the Malibu Stacey thing, but she's got a new hat.
She's got a new hat.
It's like, yeah, Pink just hung off a skyscraper. But Gaga flicked her hair. Hey, we've got to talk. You went backstage with a very famous band.
I did.
Last week.
It was unexpected.
A little bit of groupie action.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
I will, I promise. Oh my God.
Just a couple more shots, Richard. Thank you, Richard. We always feel the love at Joy 94.9, don't we, Richard?
Every single day.
Every single day. You went backstage with some pretty
big names.
Pretty big names.
Okay, it was all very last minute. I didn't know that it was going to be happening until the day of, which was actually the day of the marriage equality announcement.
Why?
We had, like, my partner and I had gone home and had a bit of a nap, actually.
Right.
And then we got word that it was the possibility that we could grab two tickets to see Take That and Dannii Minogue at Rod Laver. And
Just casually.
And go backstage and meet Take That. Do a meet and greet.
Wow.
And I was like, I'm there, 100%.
Yeah.
They were so nice. We brought, like, videotapes, like VHS videotapes for them to sign. They just did it wonderfully. They were so, so nice. I said to them, I didn't want to make it sound like they're really old.
Right.
But I said that, like, I had been indoctrinated, which is true, from a young age with their original greatest hits album.
Well, you did bring in VHSs for them to sign.
True.
That's the kind of, hey, you're old, do you want to sign my VHS?
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. And I must state for the record that the VHSs were not mine. But they were just lovely. The show was fantastic.
And Gary's not bad to look at, can I just add?
All of them.
40-something.
All of them, including Robbie and Jason, who aren't with the band anymore, are just top-notch.
Did they mention anything about the Yes vote?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, Dannii, of course, she came on stage draped in a rainbow flag. She was all for
As
it.
As most Minogues do when they leave the house, kind of thing.
She was so excited. It was really sweet. And then the boys in Take That, one of the first things that they said on stage was, like, what an amazing day to be in Australia. Congratulations on the vote going the right way. And the crowd, which was, like, all ladies of a certain age and gay men, like, that's their
well,
wheelhouse.
It's a generational thing, yeah.
Yeah. The crowd went wild. They actually did this thing where, I can't remember which song it was, but whatever song they sang right after they said that, they did it with, like, this, it was like a frame that you might see in, like, a photo booth in a mall, but it was like a rainbow frame. Oh, they put that up on the
nice.
On the big screens.
Any kind of scoops from backstage?
They all wore shorts and thongs.
Ooh.
I know, isn't that just the most hot gossip?
I wonder what tea they drink.
No, they were really nice. I said to them that I made this joke, like, oh, you know, say hi to Dannii for me. We met her last year at the GH Hotel. She'll remember us.
Yeah.
And Mark thought that was particularly funny, so he's my favourite now.
Okay.
Anyone who laughs at one of my crappy jokes is automatically my fave.
You were just, like, winking at him from the audience, hoping he'd see you.
Yeah. I was like, Mark, hey, girl.
Oh, that's hilarious. Any plans for anyone else you want to go backstage with?
Well, it's not very Joy 94.9, but I am seeing Paul McCartney on December 5th.
Oh,
so.
Me too.
Really?
I think I'm going Wednesday, though.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
See you there.
We will discuss.
See you next week.